Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release of Help I Sexted My Boss Series 7. This is our wonderful bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can fit in, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful Gene Divas. Normally, this is the part of our weekend release where we go through a couple of pieces of correspondence. Today, however, William Hansen, I've lined up a surprise for you.
What do you mean a surprise?
There's been a lot of chat in the last few episodes about one person that William loves very dearly.
Not Jay Rodriguez. We've already had him on this podcast.
Oh, it's not Jay Rodriguez.
It's not Shawn Mendes.
It's not Shawn Mendes, I'm afraid. But I think you'll be just as happy. I've slid into someone's DMs just for you, Willie.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Okay. So, please, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, no.
Mary Poppins herself!
Yeah!
Play it cool, William. Play it cool.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is such a surprise. Thank you.
I made a cup of tea for myself in my Keep Calm and Be Practically Perfect mug. Just for you.
Love it.
I mean, it's worn, but...
Well, it's still practically perfect in every way.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's fine. No, I don't know if you know, we should introduce you as ZZ Stralin. That's your actual proper name. And for the Gene Divas who have been living under a rock, ZZ usually plays Mary Poppins at the Prince Edward Theatre in the West End. That's correct, isn't it, William?
Yes, very much so. And she did it on the tour before this run, as I know absolutely everything about Mary Poppins.
And we saw ZZ on stage in late 2019 and absolutely loved it. And yeah, William is a massive Mary Poppins fan, aren't you, William?
Yes, somewhat, of both films, in particular the musical and the books. I mean, original OG Mary Poppins and that as well. And this is wonderful to get to talk to you, ZZ, so thank you.
Oh, no worries.
I mean, ZZ, we should ask you loads of questions, but first of all, William, how are you feeling?
I feel very overwhelmed. whatever happens now in 2021, and my gosh, who knows what could happen, it's peaked for me.
Okay. ZZ, do you realise how much William loves Mary Poppins? He is a massive fan.
I mean, I didn't realise until very recently, but I just absolutely love it. It makes me so happy how much you love it. I mean, I've always loved Mary Poppins as well, but yeah, I just beam when I hear you talking about it. I just listened to your recent podcast, your most recent episode about you putting your 3 watercolour Marys up. And just, yeah, I mean, I absolutely howled when you said about screwing me to your wall.
Well, yes. Sorry about that.
Now, ZZ, he's not just a massive fan. He's probably borderline obsessed. Mm. Would you like to tell ZZ, Mary Poppins herself, how many times you've been to see her in the West End?
How many times have I seen you? Because I've also seen you in Cardiff and in Manchester and other places on the tour. I think I've seen your version of Mary 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've seen the show, and I was there in Bristol when it had its tryout, because actually I grew up in Bristol, so that was sort of fortuitous. I've seen the whole thing 19 times. I did have time 20 and 21 booked, but obviously then Corona. So, yeah. But time 20 is now booked. I will be there on the first show back. Hopefully that's the end of May.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed for the 22nd of May.
I'll be there. Row E.
I don't think my family have even seen it that many times. I think they saw it about 4 times.
In particular, I mean, it was very fortuitous, the run that you're sort of in at the moment, as it were, of it, when it's come back, the revival. There was lots of stuff going on in my life, and anything Mary Poppins related, but in particular the show, because it is live, has the ability to heal me and to improve my mood 1,000%. And so every time I was wound up and stressed about something, and there was a lot of stress going on at that point, I would just book a ticket. I'd just walk past and go, I need a ticket, please, for tonight. And thus, there I would be. And that was my happy place, which the original, I mean, I coined the phrase originally before someone else took
obviously,
it.
So things got a bit awkward on this podcast, CZ, when you followed me on Instagram.
And
not William. So naturally, I had to wind him up and give him a bit of stick about it. So thank you for being a good sport. I believe yous now follow each other. Is that right?
Yes, we do, yeah. I mean, see? I followed you, Jordan, from like Radio 1, because I'm an avid Radio 1 listener and all Norse knockoffs and all of that. And I'd always listen to you on Radio 1. Oh. That's why I followed you.
I don't have Mary Poppins down as a Radio 1 listener. I think
I'm either Jordan North or Scott Mills.
See, well, that's because we thought you'd followed us after you'd seen me in the castle.
No, although I did watch you in the castle, but yeah. No, it was before that.
Oh, because William said...
Well, I hadn't really ever properly gone through your followers, Jordan, to see who followed you. It was just I just assumed that it was a castle thing. But you've got an original fan.
A ridge.
Yes, there you go. Well, William, have you got any questions for Zizi? Because I know she's very busy.
I'm so busy.
I mean, I've got 1,000. We will be here until midnight going through every point of the show. But we'll do that sort of separately. Now, I don't know whether you know this story, whether this ever got back to you, but we told it on the Series 5, I think, of our podcast, not long after the current revival came back. One of those days when I was a bit stressed, I'd gone into the Prince Edward desk and said, is there a ticket? And they had said no, and I nearly had a breakdown. But they said, come back in about an hour, and there might be. And it was one of the house seats that had been released that wasn't going to be used. And anyway, I ended up prime seat, marvellous, remortgaged the house to sit there. And I ended up sitting next to your mother.
No way.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
And yes. And we had a lovely chat in the interval. And we were chatting, and obviously she asked me what I did. I said I'm an etiquette coach, and we were talking about general etiquette in general.
She loved that.
And I was talking about your little finger for when you do the teacup in Practically Perfect, and later on.
Oh, God, she mentioned this to me. Yes, I remember her saying this.
Yeah, well, that was me, and I said, you know, that was a sign in the court of Louis XIV that somebody had syphilis. And it's not refined at all. And I said, I really don't think we should have a syphilitic Mary Poppins.
No.
And she looked slightly stunned at this and said, oh, I'll pass it on.
She did. And I didn't put my pinky out after that.
So I'm glad that got back to you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I can verify that. I mean, I turned up with binoculars the next time just to check. But Charlie does do it in Step in Time. So it's obviously there's obviously a lot of it going around.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a common misconception, actually, isn't it? It's a sophisticated thing to put your pinky out, but learn something every day.
ZZ, what's the best thing about playing Mary Poppins? What do you love about it the most?
The flying. I love that. That is amazing, actually. I mean, but all of it is it's actually like I can genuinely say I love every part of being Mary Poppins. You know, like I get to be magic, I get to do magic, I get to sing these beautiful songs and be in this beautiful show. It's like, it is actually a dream come true for me. That's why, you know, I started it in 2015. Is that right, William?
Yes. Yeah.
I did a couple of things in between the tour and town, but when they said we're going to go into the West End, you know, it was like, I didn't even have to let them finish the sentence. It was like, yes, you know, when can I start kind of thing. So yeah, I absolutely love it. It's just amazing. But the flying, I have to say, is definitely up there for sure.
Yeah. We went and there were loads of people with their phones out, and that's so annoying. Don't ruin it for everybody else.
No.
Yeah.
Also, because we can just see them from the stage. Yeah. Like, even when they have their brightness right down, it's like a spotlight it's like a torch on in a black, you know, and it's all I can look at. Sometimes when they're quite near the front, I sort of do a Mary Poppins glare at them.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Are you going to tell me? Yeah. I can see you. I'm going to do the whole song to you because I can see you on your phone.
One of the bits I particularly like with how you have evolved your portrayal of Mary Poppins since the tour and then in town is Spoonful of Sugar, and it's when you go down.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favourite bits.
My go down. Oh, God, I haven't done that in so long. I miss it so much.
I do it every day.
What, go down?
Don't trust my words.
What do you go down on? What are you saying here?
I sing Don't Ruin the Show, Jordan.
But, you know, it's funny that you say it like that, though, because I was told, you know, when I was being directed this time by Richard Eyre, you know, they were saying that they wanted me to be a bit more like young, cheeky, like flirty Mary. So they kind of didn't mind me throwing in little like nods, you know, to go down and things like that as little kind of, because she's, you know, she's a woman and she is in touch with her sexuality as well as everything else, you know, so it's, I love things like that. Matthew Bourne, one of the choreographers, said to me that I should play Mary Poppins like I've got red lingerie on underneath.
Gosh.
Big little secret there. Like, no one would ever know, but she's got that slight glint in her eye, you know? I think Emily Blunt did that really well.
And to be fair, with Tony Walton's costumes in the original film with Julie Andrews, the lining of the coat, particularly seen in Step and Time, is a sort of a quite an electric colour to sort of allude to that slightly racier side to Mary Poppins.
I'd never thought of Mary Poppins like that before. Obviously, you have, William, back in your younger days. But
she's got a twinkle in her eye for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Zizi, how has the last few months, well, year really, been for you?
Well, it's been weird. It has been weird. It's been a bit up and down. It's just, you know, like everyone else, but I kind of, you know, losing my job was the biggest thing, really. And then not really knowing when we were going to go back. And also just being constantly worried about just the theatre industry in general, you know, like on Broadway, it just looks so dead. And here as well. And just, it's kind of just the uncertainty of it all is just kind of hard. So just getting through every day with a bit of like positivity and exercise and just trying to make it through, really, and just trying to stay positive. But it has been up and down for sure.
One of the things I do when I can't come to the show and I just need to smile, I'm sure you've seen it on YouTube, original stage Mary Poppins, Laura Michelle Kelly, where she sneezes in the middle of Feed the Birds.
No, I haven't seen that.
Have you not seen that? Zizi, I'll send it to you.
Zizi, I've seen that. It's hilarious. Even I've seen, he shows it me every time. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that the Bird Lady?
Yeah, it's that song. And it's great because it's after the bit where she goes, listen, listen, they're calling to you. Choo! It's beautifully done.
Even rhymes.
Oh,
I love that.
It's a wonderful moment.
I wish you could see William's face right now, Gian Divas. He's like a kid at Christmas who's also trying to be on his best behaviour, but the inner fangirl just wants to scream. You can let it all out, William.
I'm trying to be cool.
I tried to get myself a G&D, but they didn't have any in my local shop. You're not allowed to go any further.
I'm sure we can do something about it.
We'll sort you out with that. Yeah, don't worry. You can get some from Amazon.
Them.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Asda, but they do it in Asda as well. William, you've got time for one more and one more question to ZZ Stroller, Mary Poppins herself. What would you like to ask her?
Well, okay, do you have a general... I'm going to try and remember that we are doing a podcast and there are lots of other people listening to this other than just me, ZZ. What... Are there any sort of backstage magic or backstage secrets that without being in breach of contract you can discuss?
Oh, I think the first thing that comes into my mind is how much I learn from the kids. Because I look after them pretty much backstage as well as on stage. And they keep me young. They teach me all the like dance moves from Fortnite and all of that stuff and things like that. They actually, I think, got me listening to Radio One.
Oh.
They're the only people really I see throughout the show, and Charlie Stemp, who plays Bert. But I don't really see the rest of the cast that much at all. I'm on, off the stage, and I just hang out with these two amazing kids. Well, actually 10 incredible kids, because there's 5 sets of 2. But yeah, so I guess it would be the fact that I learn a lot from the kids off stage as much as maybe the kids learn from me on stage.
We're going on tour, hopefully in May, actually just before Poppins is due to come back. I'm in negotiations at the moment about whether I can fly in a similar way to you.
Oh my God, I have to come and see.
Well, there's a seat with your name on it.
He really is pushing for this. He wants to fly how you do in the stage. He wants to fly across the audience. And
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you going to have an umbrella?
I mean, I've got the umbrella, ZZ. I mean, I've got both from... I've got your the tour or the stage show umbrella in the umbrella stand, and I've got the umbrella from the second film, because that's, as we know, it's a different power.
ZZ, he's got a life-size mannequin of you in his cupboard.
No, I don't. Don't make it weird.
Coat, hat, gloves.
I mean, sadly, there are, especially after all this lockdown, there is not a harness strong enough to fly me across safely across... the audience. So
it might be the same for me, actually.
And that. But we're working on it. If not, I might just produce Jordan out of a carpet bag.
Oh yeah, there that could go. Be great. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice. Well, we would love for you to come and see our tour if you have got time off from being Mary when we're in London.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to.
I will be there opening night of Mary Poppins. And look, if you can have the Beckhams on stage, you can have me on stage. If you do it for the Beckhams, you've got to do it.
Yeah, you'll have to come back to my dressing room. I've got like a really nice like...
Oh, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. You'll see him in the audience, but he'll also be down that back alley backstage when you finish going, "Hi, ZZ, can I have a picture, please? I'm a big fan. Can I have a picture, please?" So if you don't see him in the audience, you'll see him stalking you backstage. "Hi, ZZ, I'm a big fan."
Okay, so, well, I look forward to those. Sugar.
We will leave you to it. Thanks so much for speaking to us on Help I Sexted My Boss today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you, ZZ.
Speak to you soon.
See you later. Bye-bye. Go on, let it out. Go on, get it all out.
Ah!
Oh! So, how are you feeling?
I've already cried once on this podcast when we came to the end of the Castle series. I don't feel I can cry again. I've got to be more than a one-trick pony.
William, you have just spoke to Mary Poppins herself.
Soken.
Do you know what? Shove it up your fucking ass. I've just tried to. I've sent emails and DMs. I've got Ben running round all week pestering me, and then you have to correct me like that. Shove it up right up your ass. Try to do something nice, and you still have to bloody correct me. You can piss right off. And I'm sorry because I'm not allowed to swear anymore because my mum listens. But I try to do something nice, and it gets thrown back in my face.
Jordan, Ben. Thank you very much for arranging that. You have made a 31-year-old homosexual very happy.
Oh, bless your cotton socks. Okay, you've just got to get Robbie Blake on by the end of the series and then we're sorted.
Yeah, and I'll turn up late when we get him.
Oh, I was napping. I'd been for a... honestly, I'm going to start recording William's bitchiness before the start. before we actually start recording the episodes, William is so arsey. I'd overslept on a nap. I was meant to have 20 minutes, but then I ended up watching Sky News and fell asleep with Obama.
Well, that'll do it.
Fell asleep with Obama, so not actual Obama. No, the book. I'm off, nearly finished it, Anna. Just on the health reform one. It's very, very interesting. So, yeah, sorry I slept in. Well, there you go, Gene Divas. That's another episode of our weekend release. Thank you very much. William Hanson, would you like to add anything else?
No, I can't speak.
I wish you could see his face.
I'm just very happy.
Oh! Oh, at least you get to wind Mikey up as well. I bet he's dying to speak to her.
Yes, he is. He'd quite like to interview her on his podcast. But that'll be a slightly more serious discussion.
Why have you never plugged Mikey's podcast before?
Yeah, backstage with.
Have you? Yeah, definitely, definitely give Mikey's podcast... What's it called?
Backstage with.
Backstage with a listen. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.